Okay, the rest of you people here on Polygon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, as I told you at lunchtime, I did get some documents from the debtor. I was able to have a lot of the documents moved to a different facility, along with some other personal property that was on site from their offices. And we're trying to deal with revending some of the other things, so I excused the debtor's appearance today. So there is no meeting of Polygon today. I don't know if they will have to come back or not, depends on their level of cooperation and documents.
Vince Roca for Kissimmee and Carrollton. How do I get a look at the documents that they turned over to you?
Well, you need to be specific about what documents you're looking for, because there are boxes and boxes and boxes of documents. And I'm not gonna just open them up and have people go through them. If you can identify a specific document, then we can talk about that, if I have it.
We're specifically interested in the revenues received from Warner Brothers, received from
Warner Brothers
by Polychrome during the period in which they were making this to them. And same for Vivendi when they made that switch.
Okay. I don't know if I have those, but I'll check.
And in addition, the overall contract between Vivendi and Polychrome and Warner Brothers.
I have the Vivendi agreement.
And the Warner Brothers.
I'm not sure if I have Warner Brothers. I do have Vivendi.
No, we do.
Just for your information, we had conducted an audit at Red Doors Entertainment in August of 2008, discovered a number of discrepancy in Polychrome's internal documents that they acknowledged. Our claim comes out of that conversation.
Okay.
And so we have reason to believe that there will be discrepancies between the monies reported by Warner Brothers and Perpetuated versus the money reported by Warner Brothers.
The reason for this, or perpetuated this kind of myth that let me take a film, give you a minimum guarantee, and they would distribute the film through Warner Brothers, and then the minimum guarantee never paid any of the filmmakers over the course of even 4 years. We're all in the same boat. None of us ever got payment. Warner Brothers collected money on VOD, on DVD. The final debt, they took their cut, then paid Polychrome. Polychrome, on any of us, never even fulfilled their contract obligations by giving us even a minimum here, much less any revenue stream.
Okay.
So what we need to find out is what was the actual revenue stream that came in at Warner Brothers.
Again, I'm not sure if I have the Warner Brothers documents, but I will check. If those are the documents you need to see, then either shoot me an email or shoot my assistant an email, and I'll try to get them to come to the office and look at them or have copies made, depending on how voluminous they are.
Okay, great. And the other partner from Polychrome, Wayne Cox, have you ever had to appear? I guess he doesn't.
You know, they only need to have a representative from Polychrome. They don't need to bring everyone from Polychrome, and they did have a representative here last time.
We actually have a fraud suit pending against, we filed it before the bankruptcy, so it's currently against Polychrome.
Okay, there's no stay to the principles.
Right, and then against Polychrome, also we are seeking a motion to put the following stay against Polychrome, depending on how that proceeds. If I'm severed, then they're not severed.
Okay, sounds like you're working on it.
Yeah, and one of the things, regarding the masters of the actual films, I'm assuming you probably have those in possession. There's been a number of filmmakers we've all talked to ourselves.
See, the problem with the masters and the problem with the money from Warner's is there is a secured bank. There is a secured bank who claims a first priority in all of those items.
I understand that, but the masters were not.
They never owned them.
They're on loan with Polychrome, us the filmmakers. They never paid any money for them. So those should not be technically available as assets.
But if the bank claims a security interest in the masters, that's. If they do,
right.
It's a different fight.
They haven't done that yet, is that correct?
Okay. I don't know if they have or not.
We would argue they can't.
We haven't been able to get a lot of documents from the parties, certainly the bank. We just recently were able to make a deal with the bank about allocation of expenses and money that comes in, because currently the estate has no money.
Okay. And we realize the bank has, you know, they loan the money against the asset, which the asset only Polychrome ever had is a percentage of the sales from the rights. the masters, the hard masters themselves, would loan the Polychrome in order for them to manufacture DVDs that they could sell. So they were no time ever owned by a Polychrome, therefore the bank would have no claim on the assets.
It doesn't mean Polychrome fraudulently went to the bank.
But if the bank, normally security interests read, they have a security, they list a bunch of things that claim a security interest in. And whether the bank was told Polychrome owns the masters or not is what we're trying to figure out.
Right. So who do we go to in that sense? If you guys don't have any...
You're free to contact Warner Brothers. You're free to contact Vivendi.
Well, we can now. We can do that because before we couldn't.
Oh, you can contact Warner Brothers.
As far as setting a 2004 exam, that's
yeah, that's 2004.
It's a definite, yeah. But contacting Warner Brothers, how does that alleviate? Because it's in the masters are in Warner Brothers or in Polychrome's possession. Not
in terms in well in terms in now. Terms of yeah. In terms of getting the accounting from Warner Brothers, you guys can seek to get the accounting as well as I can.
Okay, we can do a retro accounting.
Well,
they can't.
Well,
they can
no,
no
we tried that. We tried that, but they never allowed us to talk to them. So because they said our deal was with Polychrome. So you're saying now we can.
I have no objection if you talk to Warner Brothers if they are willing to talk to you.
Yeah,
I can't force Warner Brothers to talk to you.
Right.
If Warner Brothers doesn't want to.
But you should, in theory, among those box of documents, have the Warner Brothers.
In theory, yes.
So.
In theory, yes.
So
but as I said, there's boxes
up.
And boxes and boxes.
Yeah.
Okay, so
as we look down the schedule, I have the list of creditors that are holding unsecured priorities.
Dozens.
As I look down just dozens of lists, what my burning question is, all the filmmakers, because we were contacted by filmmakers out of state who's also titles, they wanted us to craft their masters today. But the burning question is, as reported in that one document, almost $5 million of revenue stream came into Polychrome, but no money ever went out to any of the filmmakers, and they're Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection now. Where did that money go?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Because I can pursue the principles if money was taken improperly.
It was.
I get
right.
them saying that.
Can we provide you a talk?
Can we provide you?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Great.
Okay. In the interim, while the situation regarding the elements are being determined, are they being